This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man, so many. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you're just joining us, we've got breaking news. 13 people have been shot at the Fort Lauderdale Airport. Five are confirmed dead. There have been eight wounded taken to a local hospital. The gunman is in custody. He is identified as a 26-year-old male, American-born in New Jersey. He is a military veteran, we think. He had military ID on him. We don't know if it's current or not. He flew from on an Air Canada flight from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale. And actually now, as I'm on the air, I'm getting an update that the Air Canada says that there was no passenger by the gunman's name. And this just breaking. This is the Miami Herald is reporting this. Literally, this is just breaking. Apparently, the suspected gunman has told the FBI that he was being forced to fight for ISIS. So I don't know. Again, this is just developing now. Officials said the gunman checked his weapon. He checked his weapon and declared it and put it in his checked bag. When he went to retrieve the checked bag at Terminal 2 at the airport, he apparently got his bag, went into the airport into the restroom at the airport, came out firing. Again, the shooter has been identified as Esteban Santiago Ruiz, 26-year-old. He said he claimed his bag, took the gun from baggage, went into the bathroom, loaded it, came out shooting in baggage claim. On the company's Twitter account, Air Canada confirmed that no one by that name was on their flight. Air Canada flights apparently arrive at Terminal 2 where the shooting took place. Police were able to apprehend Santiago without having to fire any bullets. He was apparently, after he ran out of bullets, there are some reports that he reloaded, but then after he ran out of bullets, he just he laid down on the floor and waited for police to come. His previous known addresses include Puerto Rico and Anchorage, Alaska. Also, in November of this year, he walked into an FBI office in Anchorage claiming that he had been forced to fight for ISIS, and he was sent to a psychiatric hospital. In 2011 and 2012, he was investigated by Homeland Security investigations for child porn. Three weapons and a computer were seized, but there was not enough evidence to prosecute, according to law enforcement sources. He also has a record for minor traffic violations and was evicted in 2015 for not paying rent. Again, the suspect wasn't hurt in the incident, and no one else was taken into custody. In a total, total of five people were killed and eight others were injured and are at local hospitals. That's what we have to report right now. But there is other breaking news as well. This fake news story that the Russians hacked. I mean, aren't you tired of this story? Really? But I've got to talk about it. I have to talk about it because, you know, it's part of the news cycle. It's just I've gotten to the point now where it's, you know, it's like really every day. Also, we've got there was some the jobs numbers came out today in December jobs report. 156,000 new jobs. Unemployment is at 4.7%. This was interesting. There is now a record of 95,102,000 Americans not in the labor force. It is up 18% since Mr. Obama took office. That leads me to I want to talk about the Obama legacy and the Obama economy. And what Obama won't tell you about his legacy, or for that matter, what the media will tell you about his legacy. Today I want to play this for you. This is interesting. I've said this many times that Barack Obama is the first president in modern times. In fact, since Herbert Hoover. To not have a 3% growth in a year. Now, I want you to listen to Josh Earnest today. This is the White House today.
The economy.
Yeah.
The president's also going to leave office, I believe, with the distinction of being the first president since Herbert Hoover not to experience a year of growth at 3% GDP. Zach, that's correct, right?
I hadn't heard that statistic, but we can certainly look into it.
Oh, they haven't heard that statistic. That statistic's been widely reported. Oh, he didn't know that. I didn't know that. Listen,
that's what I've read.
We'll look into it.
Assuming that is the truth.
We'll look into it? Come on, dude.
What does the president accept responsibility for that as well? And how do you explain that sluggish? You know, sluggish growth has been a problem throughout the years. How do you explain that? How do you square that with the historic job growth and so on and so forth? And I think the other thing is that some would argue that the slow growth is in part what's contributed to this feeling of anxiety in the country, that things aren't getting better, and that, in fact, may be one of the crucial variables that stole the election, if you want to keep going on down this road of life. The question is, how much responsibility does the president accept for the sluggish growth thing? Because I think you're going to say, well, look where we started, and look what Congress did and didn't do, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say a couple things about that. I think the first is that the president of the United States is somebody who takes responsibility for what happens in this country while he's president. And President Obama has certainly done that in a variety of settings. Many observers have indicated the important role that the private sector plays in driving our economy. And President Obama has been the first to acknowledge that. He himself gives credit to the private sector driving our recovery, and that recovery has been historic. The president himself has also frequently made the observation that the financial crisis that the United States encountered was not just significant, it was historic. The largest.
Oh, and by the way, it's not his fault. You know, I mean, he inherited this horrible economy. We were about to go into the Great Depression, remember? Give me a break. What a bunch of gobbledygook. He doesn't accept responsibility for anything. He's never accepted responsibility for anything. And for them to say, whoa, you know, we didn't know that. I'm going to look into that. You know what? That's a lie. See, this is a lie, and that's what we get from this this president, from this administration. More fake news gobbledygook. We'll be right back.
back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. I ain't why the MC rap, but if you talk to me. By the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down to the average of C.
New Jack Spermie.
YP. She's a skeezer. I like to let my rhymes flow.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. So today the media narrative was going to be, the breaking story would have been the Intel report that proves absolutely nothing, and it's a joke. It's interesting because you've got ABC's Jonathan Carl yesterday at the White House asked Josh Earnest about why it was that the White House wasn't freaking out when China hacked us. I mean, you've got Obama now with, 2 weeks to go now. Literally, 2 weeks to go now. And he is all of a sudden concerned about this Russian hacking. And he's going to get to the bottom of it. With 2 weeks to go, really? I want to play this for you. This is from Real Clear Politics. This is ABC's Jonathan Carl.
Josh, on the measures taken against Russia, why was Vladimir Putin not mentioned as one of those sanctions? Is that an indication he didn't have evidence that the Russian leader...
Not necessarily, John. The intelligence community has indicated their view that given the significance of the actions that Russia carried out against the United States... their conclusion is that this is something that had to have been directed at the highest levels of the Russian government.
Why not hit the president? He's the guy responsible.
Well, as you know, that typically with regard to sanctions policy, that there are only certain circumstances in which the leader of the country is personally named. I can't get into all the... there's no denying that this is a significant action. So... what I would say is just that it would be rather extraordinary if Mr. Putin himself were among the people who were listed, but I can't speak to the decisions that were made by the experts of the Treasury Department about who was named and who was not.
I can't give you any information, you know, but you just got to take my word for it.
So when the Chinese hacked OPM in 2015, 21-plus million current and former government employees and contractors had their personal records stolen by the Chinese. Why did the White House do nothing publicly in reaction to that hack, which in some ways was even more widespread than what we saw here from the Russians?
Well, I think that what we've seen is that these are two cyber incidents that are malicious in nature, but materially different.
21 million people had their personal data taken, fingerprints, social security numbers, background checks.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a far-reaching...
I'm not downplaying the significance of it. I'm just saying that it's different than seeking to interfere in the conduct of a U.S. national election.
Oh, give me a break. Really? You know, oh, this is different. 21 million people were compromised by the Chinese hacking, which I would say is way more significant than this. Than John Podesta's emails? Try John Podesta plus, 21 million more people, okay? I guess because John Podesta is more important, right? The elites are more important. Give me a break. Listen to this gobbledygook. I mean, but we're supposed to believe, you know, the Russians, they hacked and they influenced the election. And all they say is, by the way, they don't give you anything definitive. Nothing definitive. It's just all basically innuendo. And you're supposed to take my word for it.
I can't speak to the steps that have been taken by the United States in response to that Chinese malicious cyber activity.
But nothing was announced. There was not a single step announced by the White House in response to
that. That is true that there was no public announcement about our response, but I can't speak to what response may have been initiated in private.
But no diplomats expelled, no compounds shut down, no sanctions imposed, correct?
Well, again, I can't speak to...
Don't do that. I mean, that's...
Well, certainly when it comes to the diplomats, that's right. There are no diplomats PNG. That's something that we would announce publicly. But look, I can't speak to the response because, as you pointed out, that's not something that we have announced. It certainly is something that we take seriously. Certainly that the president has raised directly with his Chinese counterpart. And we certainly have seen commitments from the Chinese with regard to some norms in cyberspace that we would like to see them observe. For example, we did see the Chinese president commit in the Rose Garden in the fall of 2015 that Russia would, or that China would not be engaged in the kind of cyber-enabled theft for commercial gain that's sponsored by national governments.
Oh, so why is China okay, but Russia bad? Really? I mean, China constantly steals intellectual property from us. They're constantly hacking. They're constantly, they manipulate their currency in their trade. How is Russia bad, China good? Really? This is what I don't understand here. China's by far more of a threat to the United States than Russia is. Anyway, I want to just finish up with
this. So that represents some progress, and that does represent the protection of U.S. Commercial interests here in the United States, and that certainly is an important step, an important part of establishing some of these rules of the road that will allow the international community to resolve how to limit the malicious behavior of some actors in cyberspace.
But you see, there's just this widely different response. I mean, with the Russians, which of course is very politically charged, the White House takes this action, makes it public. With the Chinese, which was not so politically charged, but was absolutely as far-reaching a hack as we had ever seen in this country, nothing.
At least of the government, right? There have been very ample examples of other malicious cyber actors in the private sector.
Oh, enough. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for health care? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising health care costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing health care for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. to order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
An idle mind is the Woodson's Workshop, and Edward loves company.
Well, the devil got my number, and the devil got my size, and the devil got my head, and the devil got my eyes. I'm trying hard to get up, unless he make it to my heart, cause I wanna make it back from the dark, dark, dark.
Don't be nervous, you've been kidnapped by the Edward Woodson Show.
Since that magical, misty-eyed, amazing night for Democrats in 2008, with the exception of President Obama's re-election, Democratic losses have been huge.
This is a stunning part of the Obama legacy.
You look at the destruction of the Democratic Party under Barack Obama's leadership. The
Democratic Party is demoralized, decimated, and in disarray.
They have been wiped out. There is no bench.
The president addressed the decimated Democratic Party.
Has been decimated.
The rest of the Democratic Party has been decimated.
The states are decimated. The
Democratic Party is decimated.
But because of the decimation of the party,
it's a decimated Democratic Party.
Obama has decimated this party.
8 years of President Obama, the Democrats have lost about 70 seats in the House.
69 House seats.
13 seats in the Senate.
13 Senate seats.
Lost 13 Senate seats. 10 governorships.
12 governorships.
About 1,000 state legislative seats.
Lost over 900 legislative seats.
Over 900 seats in state legislatures.
The Democrats have lost over 900 legislative seats.
They've lost control of the House and the Senate. The governorships are decimated.
Their party is basically in ruins now.
President Obama rarely acknowledges the possibility that in 2010, 2014, 2016, that voters voted against him.
Bam. The Democrat Party is decimated. I'm going to go right to the phones right now. We've got a caller from Florida, Luis. How are you, Luis? Thanks for calling the show. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, and, likewise to you too, sir, and thank you for taking my call.
No problem, no problem. What do you want to talk about?
So, excellent. The audio that you just played fits right perfectly with my comment, and Obama is the architect of the demise of the Democrat Party. Russians had nothing to do with the past three elections that the Democrats have lost. And where are all the Democrats whose votes are swayed because of the Russian hacking? And if so, what info was it that swayed their vote?
Right. And also, did the Russians keep Hillary Clinton from going to Michigan and Wisconsin?
No. There's no money, there's no information in the world that would have convinced me to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Right. In fact, it's funny you say that, because I had this conversation with somebody earlier today about Hillary Clinton. Like, look, Hillary Clinton, she was such an unlikable candidate. Like, I don't see how anybody could have voted for her, frankly. Now, I understand how people voted for Obama in the first term. I don't understand how they did it the second time, but I understand the first time. You know, it was a great message, hope and change, and all that. You know, and he was a very charismatic figure, and I understand, I can almost understand, although I knew from the very beginning that he was a con, but if you look at Hillary Clinton, going back to your point, did the Russians make her such a horrible candidate? No, she just was a terrible candidate, and she wasn't likable.
But she wasn't there. She just was not there.
Right.
Other people were running her campaign. She was not there. She didn't go to Louisiana. She didn't go to Mexico. She didn't care. She thought she had it in the bag.
Right. She thought she had about it. In fact, there were reports. There were reports that people were telling her, even Bill was saying, hey, listen, we got to go campaign, for instance, in Wisconsin. We've got to go to Michigan, and the geniuses in Brooklyn kept telling her, "No, we've got the data here." You see, they relied on data, but they forgot about politics and how it's about, like, you have to have a candidate that's likable, and you have to have a message, and you have to go out and sell it. But you're right; she thought it was in the bag, and they relied so heavily on the data. Right. Because, we heard in 2008 how, the Democrats were, way ahead of the Republicans in terms of data and their use of social media and blah, 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 blah. Right. So they thought that there was going to be the same thing again. But they didn't take into account that they had no message and they had a horrible candidate. So.
Yeah. And now we're seeing a shuffling of so-called journalists. Moving around from Fox to MSNBC, people moving shifts. What do you think is happening with Fox and MSNBC?
Well, I think, and I think you're going to see this all over. I think that the geniuses that run these networks, look, they're all avowed liberals. But what they, I think, realize is that, oh no, we need to appeal to these Donald Trump voters. So I think that's why, for instance, Megyn Kelly, there's a lot going on right now, obviously. Megyn Kelly's going to NBC. I think that's a part of NBC thinking, the people that watch Megyn Kelly are going to follow her to NBC and it's going to help their ratings. I think that's what the thinking is there. And in Fox, you've got, for instance, Tucker Carlson. He's moving into the 9 o'clock slot. I think that's an indication that Fox realizes, hey, you know what? We got to get on the Trump train here in terms of, we've missed out on all these people. We didn't realize, because of course they had no idea either because they thought it was in the bag. So I think that there's going to be an attempt here, but I think it'll fail because I don't think that people are going to necessarily follow Megyn Kelly. And like, you know, you saw, you mentioned MSNBC, Greta Van Susteren going to MSNBC. I think that's also an attempt to try to, you know, kind of placate or you know, bring in those types of viewers. But I don't really think it's going to work, frankly.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch MSNBC even if I had paid me.
What I do is kind of like comic relief, Lewis. I just,
you do it for us.
I actually do it for you. And I like, and I'll watch and I'll be like, oh my God, I can't stand this. But it's like, it's almost like in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm watching like Saturday Night Live skit here.
Right.
So that's why I do it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, man. Thanks for listening to the show. And again, Happy New Year to you and your family. Thank you. So look, the Democrat Party, and that's the thing that nobody's telling you, right? I mean, we are, but the mainstream media, you know, they actually believe that they're going to just double down, right? I just heard the other day that there's a new movement, like a Tea Party movement, right? That but not for conservatives, but for Democrats, for liberals. And they're going to have, but the leader of this so-called movement is going to be Bernie Sanders. But, you know, didn't they already try this before, which was the Occupy Wall Street, which didn't work. So they are, they're doubling down by trying to get Keith Ellison to be the head of the DNC. I mean, I hope they keep doing what they're doing, honestly. I mean, please. Please keep doing what you're doing, because you're doing a great job. You really are. Okay? Doing a great job, and keep it up. You'll never win another election again. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Still Snoop Dogg with D.I. Guess who's back? Steve. Still doing this, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day. A.K. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause my frequent spot that I'm known to rock. You hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they pay homage. The haters say Dre fell off. My last album was The Chronic. They want to know if he still got it. They say rap's changed. They want
to
know how.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. You know, we keep hearing about there's a high degree of confidence. You keep hearing that, and you're going to hear that about the Russian hacks. I want you to remember one thing. When you keep hearing the same specific term over and over and over again, that's called a talking point. And by and large, it is a false narrative. And that's just the way it is. So when you keep hearing this over and over again, and by the way, it means nothing. High confidence. What the hell does that mean? This was Kellyanne Conway this morning with Goofy Chris Cuomo on CNN. Why don't you listen to this exchange?
Intelligence report that will go into sourcing and methods that can't be made public to everybody. But the conclusions have been clear. We saw it in Congress. We've seen it for well over a month. Will the president-elect finally accept what seems so clear to so many? Joining us now, senior advisor to President-elect Trump, Kellyanne Conway. It is a new year, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Chris. Same to you.
So, new year, but same problem that faced you at the end of the year. You are in this bad situation where the president-elect is an outlier, not accepting the proof that Russia is behind the hacks of the election. Why does he continue to fight what is so obvious to so many?
It's so obvious to us what sore losers you are. Let me tell you something. People aren't going to accept this as true because for the same reason they didn't accept Hillary Clinton.
Many.
Chris, how is it obvious? Have you seen a briefing? In other words, he's getting the briefing today, and we just were very concerned about all the leaks that happened, people running to the media rather than running to House Intelligence Committee meetings, closed-door meetings where they were invited to produce the information. Just this week, our own president, President Obama, received the final report. Apparently, just yesterday, you had the hearings on Capitol Hill. So the idea that somehow conclusive evidence has been out there in the public domain, provided to the president-elect, is simply not true. And the other thing that's going on here that's very disappointing to us in this building is, how much people are conflating alleged Russian hacking with the actual outcome of the election. It's just nonsense. Well, the idea that Team Clinton is still running around, people are doing it, your network is doing it constantly, mm-hmm. and that's what we need to push back on. The idea that there's this direct nexus between Russian hacking, which we're against any foreign government interference in our cybersecurity. Yes. Speaking of cybersecurity, did you hear the hearing yesterday? This country's cybersecurity is woefully underserved.
tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show. Changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.